Hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
Welcome back to another episode of Say It, Don't Spray It. We're your hosts, Jenny and Trent.
The Turners.
Trent, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty dang good. Saturday feels good. Looks good. Feels good.
Facts. We're glad to be back for another episode. We almost didn't do this episode. What we're here and we're going to we're gonna get down and dirty.
Down and dirty.
It's Easter weekend, so happy Easter,
happy
everyone.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. So excited for the Easter bunny to come. Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw a video of these two dogs. One of them's name is Ollie, I think. I think their handle is Good Boy Ollie.
Good Boy.
And
good
it's,
boy.
It's two labs.
You got to say it like that. You can't say just good boy. You can say good boy, Ollie.
Good boy, Ollie. Okay. Yeah. And they were doing an Easter egg hunt with the two dogs.
Yeah.
And it was the cutest thing ever. It was actually adorable. And they put like treats in the eggs and hid them around the backyard.
Yeah.
And the dogs found them. It was so cute. I was like, we got to do that with Bowie.
No.
Like when we have kids, well, when our kid comes out next year and we have, well,
he's going to come out limited edition. Coming out.
Next year, I guess they'll be too young to do like Easter stuff. But when they're old enough to like start hunting for eggs, we should include Bogey in some of them. Put some treats in some.
Well, he or she will not get any eggs if Bogey's involved.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do separate hunts.
Yeah, separate.
One for Bogey, one for baby.
We could do like, for example, like one in this like screened in porch with a little toddler. You know,
I was always the worst at finding my Easter egg basket. Like,
yeah, you're a bad looker.
I was so bad. I am probably the world's worst looker.
Top five,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember one year my parents put the Easter basket up in the porch, like in the corner, like they hung it.
Yeah.
Because there was a hook, a random hook in our porch, and they hung it up in the corner, like really high. I could not for the life of me find my Easter basket. And my sister knew exactly where it was. She found it like right away and she was hiding it. Well, she wouldn't tell me where it was. And then finally she had to help me because I seriously could not find it.
Dang.
Were you good at finding your Easter basket?
We didn't have to look.
Your parents never hid your...
Mm-mm.
Is that a thing?
No. Well,
really?
Maybe it is. I don't know. But maybe it's just your parents.
Yeah,
thing.
I wonder if it's just my family. Anyone else out there hide your Easter baskets?
We always just either put them like, either like on our designated spot, kind of like Christmas,
mm-hmm.
kind of, but less.
So she just like set it out for you.
Yeah.
And you.
And then as we got older, my mom, you know, she likes to get gifts for people.
Yeah. She's
so
a
she
gift
would just
giver,
put them
sure.
on the table.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I wonder if it's just a my family thing or if other people hide Easter baskets.
I think it's just I've never heard anybody do it. So
let us know. Drop a comment. I don't know where you'll drop a comment, but drop a comment.
We can do a poll.
That's true. I'm so not active on our Instagram anymore. Keeping up with an Instagram is hard work.
It is.
I started an Instagram for Bogey back when he was a puppy.
Yeah, people
haven't
are probably
looked at
like,
it once.
Where's Bogey? Did he die? Like, I mean,
he's here kicking.
Alive.
Being
more
annoying
than ever.
As ever. But yeah, I'm so not active on her Instagram. So sorry, everyone, but it is what it is.
She's too TikTok famous.
Yeah,
right now.
That's exactly it. I'm having too hard of a time juggling my TikTok
fame. Yeah.
That I just can't keep up with the Say Don't Spray Instagram. I'm sorry. I'm just too famous. So
yeah, I'm sure they'll forgive you.
So we've had a crazy week, I feel like.
Have we?
Yeah, I mean, a lot happened. It was my birthday.
We got to see
We went to
baby.
The doctor. We've done a lot of things for the nursery.
One thing.
Well, we've made some progress.
Yeah.
So.
Work was crazy. A lot of running around this week for me.
I had my show. We'll get into it. Everything.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Let's start at the beginning. So Sunday, we celebrated my birthday with my fam.
Ooh.
And that was so fun. We got together at my parents' house. We got Mexican food, which is exactly what I wanted. I wanted Los Cucos. If you live here and you have a Los Cucos near you and you've had it before, you know it's the best
Slaps.
Mexican restaurant in the world, I think. And so we got that for my birthday. We got fajitas. We got chips and queso. No margaritas,
no
unfortunately. But I did. So I told y'all about the non-alcoholic wine I was drinking last week. I'm drinking it again today. But I also got the same brand in non-alcoholic brut champagne.
Champagne.
And I tried that on Sunday and made mimosas with it. It was pretty fire. Like, yeah. It definitely hit the spot. Yeah. Tasted like a mimosa. And it was great. I got to drink mimosas with everyone. So
cool.
There's that pregnancy hack.
Yeet. Cool.
Are you just gonna like yeet? Cool. Yeah.
I have nothing the whole to say episode. About that. I got no response.
You're like Quavo.
Okay.
Whip it. Well, that's Trent. Yeah, so far this episode.
I just have no response for that.
What do you think of the Mexican food? Were you happy I picked Los Cucos for my birthday dinner?
Sure. I mean, yeah. Los Cucos is fire. They got probably the best, like, meat, like, for fajitas, the way it's cooked. I don't know. It's weird, but it has a good, like, charred taste. I don't know. I can't really explain it, really.
Let's talk about how to build a fajita.
Okay.
And what you put on your fajita.
Everything available.
Really?
I would, yeah. But sometimes you're just like, I don't want to spread the sour cream.
Okay, so like, step one, what beans. Do you do? Beans. Okay, what type of beans?
Refried.
Refried beans for the win.
Smothered on the...
If you don't like refried beans, grow up. Refried beans...
I didn't like them for the longest time.
They are so good. I don't know how the hell you make refried beans or what the fuck it is, but they are so good.
It's literally refried beans. Like smashed beans.
So what does
beans.
That mean? They fry them?
I don't know. No, they refry them.
I don't freaking know, but refried beans are so good. And when you mix Mexican rice in it.
Let's talk about how the ones from Trader Joe's taste like boiled peanuts.
Those are good, though.
They
Trader
are good.
Joe's refried beans
they taste
beans
like
in
boiled
the can.
Peanuts.
Yeah, they kind of do.
You don't even know what boiled peanuts taste like.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like
but
that,
I'll believe you.
Yeah.
So, okay, beans first, then what?
Beans, guac.
Really? I feel like guac is a topper.
Yeah, but it's hard to smother over like a lot of
stuff. So you put
all
of the saucy stuff at the bottom so that the meat goes on last?
Yeah, so because it's hard to spread the stuff that spreads
so
over the meat.
Okay, that's like pro tip.
Pro tip.
You heard it here first.
No, but the only thing that you don't have to spread is the queso.
Okay, because you just drizzle
top.
That.
Yeah.
Okay, so beans, guacamole, what else goes on the bottom? Do you do sour cream? You don't like sour cream.
I will. It's not that I don't like it, but beans, rice goes on top of the guac.
Okay.
And then.
Well, you know what I love about Mexican rice?
Yeah.
When there's chunks of carrots in it. The carrots that are
they're
in
like
Mexican rice. Oh my God. So good.
Oh, they're like pickled most of the time?
Yes.
Or like
I don't
jalapeno
know.
Pickled.
I don't know what they so do good. To them, but the carrots and the rice, so good. I get so excited when I get a big chunk.
Okay. So beans, guac, rice, and then maybe the chicken. Or chicken or steak. Chicken or beef.
Well, yeah. If you have both.
Steak, beef, whatever it's called.
So you just do beef.
I'll do both. But if I had to choose one, beef.
Okay. Do you do the onions?
Onions.
Something about freaking.
The onions.
Oh my gosh. Something about Mexican restaurants, onions that are on the hot plate, like the black plate when they bring it out and it's sizzling. Those are the best onions known to man.
Yeah.
And I
go to your
coat
grave.
My entire fajitas in those onions.
All right.
So good.
Let me finish what is on my fajitas.
Okay.
Instead of
so no onions
me
or onions?
Onions.
Okay.
So. Beans, guac, rice.
Let's repeat.
Onions. We got onions before meat, and then meat, and then we got pico.
Oh, pico. Yeah, I don't.
Pico and maybe some salsa.
See, I
and
do salsa.
Queso.
Salsa, no pico, because the pico is just kind of pointless to me.
Pico de gallo.
Salsa, queso. Smother that shit in queso.
To where you basically
you
can't
cannot,
fold it.
Yes, like you can't have enough queso on a fajita. I don't think. You know what would be really smart that I just thought of?
What?
Crumbling up some chips on the fajita
until
to add some
bite
crunch.
It and the top of your roof of your mouth gets cut open by the chip.
Okay.
Facts.
Maybe, but who cares? It tastes fire.
That's what the tortilla is for. It's a chip.
No, but it's soft. It doesn't have crunch.
We don't need crunch. It's not like gordita crunch wrap or whatever.
Their tortillas are so good, too.
Yeah, they are. That's probably the best thing.
Yeah, their tortillas are... Oh, my gosh. Okay, Los Cucos, my mouth is watering.
Yeah, so go to Los Cucos, order what I just said.
Exactly like that.
And it's... Slap your mama good.
Mm-hmm. And then we had a cake. And listen, we got a cake from Kroger. And, you know, just from the bakery, a small little white cake with white frosting, vanilla frosting. Let me tell you, do not sleep on those cakes. I think they are so good.
Yeah, I...
The last two times we got them for my dad's birthday and we got them for my birthday. And if you put that thing in a bowl, you get your slice, you put it in a bowl, and then you top it with Bluebell vanilla ice cream.
Oh,
it might be the best thing ever.
Whip it.
Something about cake and ice cream on top is the perfect combination. Like the coldness from the ice cream, but then the like richness from the cake. It's like so good.
Tight. And no, what's better is cinnamon roll and ice cream.
Yes. And I did have my first craving this week, everyone. It was a very exciting day.
Some boo.
So it was actually kind of funny because I was scrolling through Instagram, which bad thing to do when you're pregnant and you're looking at all of these food videos. And I came across a cinnamon roll, someone making cinnamon rolls. And I was like, oh my God. I think I need that like right now. And then I was like thinking about it and I was like, oh my God, that'd be so good with ice cream on top.
Yeah.
So Trent comes home from work and he had been like driving around all day, right?
Yeah.
Stuck in traffic all day.
All day, everywhere.
You're like so excited to be home finally.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Trent, you know what I really want right now? I'm having my first craving. You know what it is? And he's like, what? And I'm like, cinnamon rolls with ice cream on top. And he's like, well, I'm not going back out. So, and I said, listen here, buddy, I'm growing your baby for 9 months. You can leave and go get me that right now. It'll take 30 minutes.
Yeah. So I went.
He was a great husband.
But I was like, why didn't he text me 10 minutes ago when I was passing by HEB?
Because at that point, I didn't know the craving. No.
So, yeah, that was a pain in the ass, but we all got it taken care of, and I'm glad I did it because it was fire.
Yeah, it was so good.
And we burnt the cinnamon rolls. So, what's that freaking bone to pick with the cinnamon rolls?
Oh, my God. What company is it that makes those? Pillsbury. Listen here. Let's go back to the testing room.
Yeah.
And let's readjust our baking times, please, and the temperatures, because y'all have got it all messed up.
No, so we, yeah. So it says on the package 13 to 17 minutes.
At like 400.
They were burnt at 10 minutes.
At 10 minutes, we took them out and they were like a crouton.
They weren't that bad.
It was pretty bad. I mean, they were crunchy as hell.
You liked them. You liked them more than I did.
I mean, like, it was a cinnamon roll. So, like, really, you can't go that wrong. And it had ice cream on top, which helped. But yeah, they were definitely burnt. And. Like, get it together, Pillsbury. What are you doing?
Yeah, the 2 days later or something, we did it again. And we did them for like 375 for like 8 minutes. They were perfect. It doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, so it said you can either do 400 or 375. And for the 375, it said 13 to 17 minutes. So I'm like, okay, that's a little long. So let's do 375 and let's check them at 8 minutes. And we checked them. They were done.
Perfect.
Like, guys... Something's up, and it's not our oven. I promise you it's not our oven because we have made so many other things perfectly well in that oven. It is not our oven. It is your problem, Pillsbury. Get it together.
Yeah, you owe us a 5-pack.
Yeah.
At least one 5-pack.
Facts. Yeah. So that was delicious. So anyway, that was my birthday celebration on Sunday. Oh, let's talk about what I got for my birthday.
What'd you get for your birthday? I forgot.
Well, Trent gave me a Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Because mine was completely broken. Like, the handle had completely fell off. One thing about me, I am reckless with my Stanley Cups.
That son of a bitch is always in the way.
It's somehow always in the way. Like, it always falls on the floor. It always gets banged up. I'm not very good about keeping my Stanley Cups nice. And So my handle completely broke, and so I needed a new one, and I wasn't going to make Trent get anything for my birthday because I was like, I don't need anything. But I was like, hey, you can get me a Stanley Cup. And so I sent him what color I wanted, and he got it for me. And then I also wanted a pair of sunglasses, which were like $12. Yeah. So he ended up getting me those too. But my parents got me a diaper bag. The diaper bag that we had on our registry, which is like Petunia Pickle Bottom or whatever it is. Whatever company that is.
Petunia Pickle Bottom.
And it's so big. It has so many compartments. It has so many pockets.
It's a nice bag.
I can't wait to use it. It is. Trent modeled it for me, and he looks sexy as hell wearing that diaper bag. Yes, I can't wait.
Yeah. Did you even put it on?
Yeah, I put it on.
A nice bag.
I was like, guys, do I look like a mom? They're like, no, you look like a first grader going to school. I was like, yep, sounds accurate. That's what, like, it's so weird because I feel like we're just like two children, like about to have a baby. And that's just like really funny to me.
Hell yeah.
Like, we're so immature. It's like, how are we supposed to parent?
Speak for yourself.
Well, we are. So anyway, I got a diaper bag, which was awesome.
And it's like a nice like leather. It's weird. It's got a cool like.
I know. It's got a cool
print.
It's
nice. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's a nice bag.
So highly recommend the. Well, I haven't really used it yet, but so far.
I'm going to start taking it
to
work.
I recommend.
I'll break it in.
Petunia Pickle Bottom.
Petunia
whatever it is.
Pickle Bottom. Sounds like a cartoon.
I know. So yeah, that's what I got for my birthday. Shout out mom and dad for getting us that.
Yeah.
What? Why are you pointing at Bogey?
Take his thing off, maybe leave it on. All right, cool. What's next?
So speaking of baby stuff.
Yeah.
Baseball stuff.
Baby stuff.
So for the past 3 months, I've been doing a musical theater class. At the local community theater that I used to go to. And the show was this week. The kids put together Seussical Junior, and we had rehearsals all week, and then we had show day on Thursday. Trent got to see the show. Trent, what'd you think?
I don't think it was bad. Yeah. I mean, for the... You gotta think about, too. So it's like, if you put it in, like, say, baseball terms, or something like that, the amount of times y'all rehearsed and stuff... Mm-hmm. If you did the same thing with baseball, they'd probably be horrible. Horrible
team.
You know?
Yeah, we missed so many rehearsals because of spring break, because of weather. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
And those kids, 2 days before the show, stunk it up. Like, they were so bad.
I thought it was decent for...
I did not think it was going to come together, but somehow it did. And it was decent. So anyway, I got a hefty check from that, which was awesome.
Shout out.
So we used that money... And some birthday money.
No, we bought everything before we got this money, so.
No.
Don't lie to the people.
No.
Don't lie to the people.
I'm not
Don't
lying. Lie to the people. We bought
Don't
some stuff
lie to
after.
The people.
Anyway, we bought baby's crib. We bought baby's dresser. And we bought baby's mattress, which, shockingly enough, baby mattresses are so freaking expensive. $300. For a nice mattress.
It's gold. It's made out of gold.
Yeah, we are getting like the high-end mattress. I think it's Newton Baby or whatever.
Only the best. Which is supposed... Only the best for my baby.
Exactly. That's right. It's supposed to be like the safest, whatever. I don't know.
How can a mattress not be safe?
Something about them like rolling over. I don't fucking know. Don't ask me. I know nothing.
I need one of those golden mattresses then too. My back hurts. Ugh.
So we got all of those things, and today... We spent, how long did it take us? An hour?
Yeah, maybe.
It was super easy. We put together the crib, which we got it from Wayfair, which we've gotten some stuff from Wayfair, and it was a nightmare putting it together. So we were like going into this ready for battle, like thinking that we were going to get divorced because...
We're still married.
Shockingly, we're still married because...
No, but it actually went 10 times better than I was expecting.
I think
because it was so easy.
Yeah, it was so easy to put together, and we didn't butt heads really at all. The only thing that you got mad at was Bogey. Bogey
was
getting...
Murder him.
Bogey, like, is so funny. He was especially funny today because He just wanted, he was being so clingy. He like really wanted to know what we were doing. He was so confused. He like kept trying to sit on my lap. Like he just kept trying to get inside of me. It felt like he was just being
There's
so
no
funny.
Room. There's somebody else in there.
And Trent was getting so pissed. It was kind of funny.
He was in the way. He was all up in the way. I just grabbed him by like the neck, at like the back of the neck, and drug him out.
Today was so telling about how Bogey's going to be when we have a baby. Like, he is going to be the type of dog that is constantly with us
but
through everything.
I would say he wasn't like crazy. He was just in the way. Mm-hmm. He's big. He gets in the way.
He has no idea how big he is. Like, he has no sense of his
Most
body.
Most dogs don't. So,
but some
no, they
better
don't.
Than others, he's bad. Like, he's really bad.
Yeah.
But he's going to seriously, like, every diaper change, every bottle, every book we read, like he will be right next to us.
We'll train him to like carry something in there with us.
Yeah, that'd be helpful. Yeah.
And he
like,
will,
hey, carry this diaper.
Yeah, I'll take it to the
Bring
dumpster.
It here. Yeah, he's going to be fun and he's going to love those baby socks.
Ugh.
He already loves freaking socks. He's going to live it up with those tiny, tiny baby socks.
Yes, sir.
So, we're waiting to get the dresser, and that I heard, I saw some reviews on Wayfair.
Then why did you order?
Because I love it, and it matches our crib.
That's true.
So, like, I love it, but it did say it was a pain
so
in the ass to put together.
Stay tuned next week. We might be filing for divorce, but we'll figure it out.
Well, today was, like, you know, warm up. Like, we needed to get loose.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
You know, practice for the main event, and I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, it's just project time around the Turner household.
It really is.
So we got. Are we segueing into the pavers? Yeah.
Sure.
So me and Jenny's dad are doing some pavers on the back porch. We already did some pavers along the other side, but now since we have the screened-in porch, well, we were going to do this anyways. But now we're going to make a pathway in front of the porch. Around to the grill area.
So we're basically connecting
the existing
what we
pavers.
Already have to the porch door
yeah.
so that it's a nice walkway to like get to the grill area, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So it's going to be freaking awesome. We're doing that Easter Sunday. So we're not, relaxing on Easter Sunday, baby. We are freaking grinding.
We're going to church, grind. Then we're coming home, grinding while eating lunch. Then. We're going to grind on some pavers. Well, I will sit my ass down.
There's probably
going to
be some poops in there somewhere. So,
grind on the toilet.
Grind. No, I think y'all should hang out inside because we don't want to hear it.
No, we're definitely going to be
out
here.
We don't want to hear it.
If it's a nice day, we might even be out in the yard in the sun.
No, because then y'all are going to be playing general contractor and trying to tell us how to do it.
No, we literally couldn't give two shits what y'all do.
Okay.
As long as it looks good at the end, I truly don't care.
Oh, it's going to look good at the end.
Yeah, it might take a while to get there, but.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that because it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it'll look cool.
And it's going to be clean probably whenever we finish and then never again, so.
Yeah, Bowie gets muddy paws all over
and they're
it,
like,
and Trent gets really mad.
Well, they're like white pavers, kind of. Ish, gray, white, grayish white. So, like, his muddy paws, like, show up hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have the best drainage in our backyard because D.R. Horton, shout out D.R. Horton, doesn't know how to build drainage or grade for drainage.
D.R. Horton's the best.
D.R. Horton, man. Yeah, I love D.R. Horton. They fucking suck. But, no, so we're putting some drainage in. We're going to try to do our best to fix it up. And then I'm excited.
So we finally got to go back to the doctor.
I forgot.
On my actual birthday, which was super exciting. They did not cancel our appointment this time. Which
I canceled it the first time and got in touch with the doctor and kind of said, hey, Jenny's birthday's coming up. I want to cancel it. Wink, wink. And let's move it to her birthday for her birthday present. Yeah. So that's what we did. And she was surprised.
Yeah, okay. I always get so nervous before these doctor's appointments. Like, my palms will be sweaty.
Wheeze, knees weak, palms are heavy.
Facts. And I'll get nervous poops before.
That's crazy.
Like, I'm that nervous. I don't know why. I guess it's just, I don't know. I want everything to be A-okay, which it was.
A-okay.
We went straight to the ultrasound room. And the lady did an ultrasound on my tummy, which she didn't do last time. She did it up the hoo-ha. This time, she did give me some nice warm gel. It was actually like too hot. I think that's what made me blotchy. Remember
how I didn't
know
it was hot. I thought it was just
rain. My God. When she put it on me, I was like, oh my God. Like it kind of made me flinch because it was that warm.
Oh, nothing was said. This is the first I'm hearing about.
I kind of wanted cool gel because I was like getting a little hot because I was anxious. And
I figured it would be kind of like cool.
No, it was warm.
That's weird.
I mean, because most people are like cold in the doctor's office, so they, you know.
They warm it up.
Yeah, it's warm gel. It's kind of like icy hot, like how they do that with, you know, it has like stuff in it that makes it warm when it touches your skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've used it.
Anyway, I like got really blotchy. I think that's why, because it was like hot and I was getting hot. But anyway, as soon as she put that, rubbed that gel in.
Rubbed it on there.
We saw a baby on the screen and oh my God.
It's amazing. He or she was going crazy, flipping around, looked like.
It's so crazy because it was moving so much. Like, it almost did like a backflip in there. Like, it was going crazy. And its arms were like punching up and down. It was doing like a cheer routine in there.
CP.
But she was checking. The main point of that ultrasound was like check for some measurement around their neck. So she like took a while to find that, but she was showing us everything. She would be like, oh, there's an arm, there's a leg. And we got a really good profile picture of baby's head. And yeah, it was just crazy. And
it was
Trent,
amazing.
Didn't you like tear up?
Yeah, a little bit.
Trent got emotional.
I didn't like, there wasn't like a tear that like fell down or nothing, but I was like, oh my, this is amazing. You know?
It's so special. Like, it's hard to explain like the emotions that you experience when you get an ultrasound. It's like, I don't know, especially, well, I'm sure you're like 10 times like, it's 10 times crazier for you because you don't have any symptoms. You don't feel really anything. I mean, I don't have any symptoms, but still, like, I'm feeling a little chunkier. Like, I'm definitely not feeling completely normal. Like, I'm definitely more tired, whatever. And so seeing it for me is even crazy. So I can only imagine how it is for you being like, oh my God, there's an actual baby inside of her.
It's pretty amazing.
And it was so much bigger than last time. Obviously, like, it's starting to look like an actual baby. Oh. It's still kind of alien-like in some of the pictures, like, definitely screams alien. But overall, looks more like a baby, which is cool.
It looks amazing. I was, like, amazed.
It was sticking its tongue out, too.
So we think.
I mean, it really looks like it was in the pictures.
Yeah.
It might not have been, but we're going to say that it was. Because that's fun.
Yeah.
So we already have a sassy one on our hands.
Yeah. Attitude. That means probably girl. Damn it.
Well, here's the thing. All of y'all. Oh, so I have an anterior placenta, which all that means is that my placenta is in the front. Kind of as
kangaroo
a like
pouch.
It's like almost like a, like kind of a barrier between the baby and my like stomach.
Yeah.
And so all that means is that I might not feel kicks as soon as other people, because like I said, it's like a barrier between the baby. So like, I won't feel it as much until I get further along and then I'll feel it for sure. But, my mom found this study that said, how many people was it?
200, I think.
It was like 200 pregnant women. And how many, 100 of them had.
Was 73%.
Well, no.
Or did no, they all had have, anterior
okay,
placentas.
So all of those pregnant people had anterior placentas. And 72% of those
73?
73% of those 200 ended up having girls.
Yeah.
So like it is a high percent.
I think it was like, I think Wikipedia, I think, is where she found that. But I don't know.
It might not be true, but that is a high percentage.
It is.
My sister, with her first, she had an anterior placenta and it was a girl. Mm-hmm. And then she had a posterior placenta with CJ and he's a boy. So anyway, I don't know if that means anything, but I will say Trent's family has been boy, 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 he all the time. And I think y'all are jinxing it. And I think it's going to be a girl.
Yeah, we'll see.
I like 100% think that y'all are totally jinxing it.
And I'm still leaning towards, obviously, boy, but either one. I'm prepared for either one.
I was boy, like, before we went to that doctor's appointment. Yeah. And after that, since everyone is like, oh, my God, he's so cute. I'm like, guys, it's a girl.
So you got to think about it. If you like for dogs, for example. I always say, like, dogs, like, if you have a boy dog, like, somebody's girl dog, I'm going to say he every time. So, like, if you just think that it's going to be a boy, or you're used to it being a boy, or you think that it's going to be a boy, you're going to say he every time. It's just going to come out. That's why I can never be an ultrasound tech, and I don't see how they do it. Because if I know in my mind it's a boy or a girl, then I'm going to say one of them. Like, oh, he's so, like, what you're showing, this is his brain or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to slip up. I would. Yeah. So I don't know.
Well, Trent was very adamant about telling every single doctor in that place that we did not want to know the gender. He literally, every person that walked by, we don't want to know. And the lady, the ultrasound lady, was like, yeah, we're not going to know today. Like, I won't be able to see anything. Oh, well,
we don't want to know.
And he was like, I don't care. We're not knowing. Like, don't tell us. And then the doctor comes in and he was like, said the same thing to her. And I think we asked her, like, have you ever messed up with that? Or
she,
she told us she ruined it 2 times in her career. And she was like saying how it's the most miserable feeling ever, because she was like, I'm not very good at lying. Like, I can't hide things. And so as soon as she said the gender to the people, she like tried to cover it up and was like, oh, I just call all babies he. And so it was just funny. But hopefully they do things like to try to prevent it. Like, I don't think they'll even tell her.
Hopefully.
Like, on the ultrasound what it is.
But yeah.
They'll put like in big bold letters, like, they do not want to know. So hopefully.
I would say, like, most of the time it's the techs that mess it up.
Well, yeah. So our next scan that we go in for is going to be the anatomy scan, which is where they seriously look at every tiny little part of the baby to make sure it's like growing accordingly and everything's normal. And so that scan like lasts almost an hour, I've heard.
Really?
Yeah. It's a long one. So buckle up, buttercup.
I ain't going. I'm just kidding.
And so that's the one where I feel like, well, that's the one that they would be able to tell the gender. And so I feel like, since we don't want to know, they're going to like cover the screen whenever they look at the PP or the JJ. And I feel like that's when most techs would slip up, because that's hard. Yeah. But they were saying how they refer to all babies as baby instead of saying he or she.
It's still like whatever that term is. It's just like a, I don't know the term, so I'm not going to sit here and be in silence for like 5 minutes. Just something that comes out, you know, since in your mind, you know.
Yeah. But, well, hopefully we won't have that problem. But they said that baby looks perfect that the neck thing is under what it's supposed to be, which is good.
Millimeters.
It's supposed to be under 3 millimeters. It was at 2 millimeters, which is great, I guess. Yeah. And, I had no questions for Doc, and she was like, all right, bye. And it's funny because, like, I've heard, you know, your third trimester appointments, like, you have to go almost weekly. And it's so pointless because you just go in and they're like, all right, see ya. And then you leave. So
I don't got to go to all of those, do I?
No, you don't have to. Next appointment, they're just going to do the Doppler. We're not getting a scan. So we'll just be able to hear the heartbeat.
We'll see if like the weather's getting bad or something.
What?
The Doppler radar.
I was like, what?
See if there's any weather in the area.
So, that was a really exciting appointment and made me feel much better. I'm way more at ease knowing that baby's perfect and everything's good and everything's real. And so I'm excited.
Oh, I got something to say. What? So, like, when we first got there and how all those people got there after us and went.
Yeah.
So I think that unless you have to fill out paperwork for, like your first visit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I advise people not to show up 15 minutes early, because the people will just butt in front of you.
Well, because most people show up late. That's what it is.
No, they were probably right on time. Hey, sign in. Okay, come back. Oh, I've been here for 15 minutes.
We literally, like, every time they came out and called someone, it wouldn't be us. And then finally she called our name and, like, we sat there because we, like, we were falling asleep.
Just want to hear it twice.
It was pretty funny. But,
yeah. I was at the point where I was like, next person that walks out of that door, if they don't say our name, I'm fighting them. Some pregnant lady walks out. I about fought her. Jenny had to hold me back.
So we did announce our pregnancy on Instagram, social media, Facebook for all the old geezers out there. But that was fun. And we did a fun little photo shoot at home. Like,
so fun.
So I wanted to take some cute pictures to announce it, obviously. And I wanted us to both be in them.
No, you didn't.
Well, at first, yeah, I just wanted Trent to be in it because I don't really want to be in it.
No.
Well, because I'm just chunky right now and I look
stupid. You look great. You look amazing. You look sexy. I love it.
Thanks. You're well, cute. I'm like not bumping yet and I'm just like at the awkward stage where I kind of just look fat. But anyway, I ended up being okay with being in it. But we...
Well, like, we weren't going to do it if you weren't in it. I wasn't doing it.
Yeah. Well, we didn't have anyone to take our picture, obviously. And so I ended up using a tripod and we set up the tripod in the backyard and I had looked at Pinterest and like tried to figure out some poses we could do. And so we had a mini little photo shoot, which was chaotic to say the least. It was like it all of a sudden got so windy out.
Yeah.
And so my hair was going everywhere. The ultrasound was going everywhere. The tripod was falling over. Like, it was a disaster. Trent was complaining the whole way through. His back hurt. What else? Oh, my butt's bony. No, I'm so too
let me,
heavy.
Let me clarify that. So whenever you were, you were sitting on my leg, like she was in my lap.
I was straddling him, yeah. Like on top of him, facing him.
Right. So whenever you, it's not that your butt is bony, but like you're, like whenever you were getting up, like bone to bone,
it
would dig into my like femur.
Oh,
and it was
you
just
poor
like,
little baby.
Look, I got a freaking bruise.
Oh, yeah, right. That is not for me. Anyway, he said my butt was bony. And I was getting miserable because nothing looked good. But then finally we got a few good shots. So I was happy with how it turned out. But it definitely was a process getting there.
Yeah, it was.
And of course, Trent's like, is this the last one? Is this the last one?
You said last one time and then it was like five more.
Yeah, well,
so
I
don't
was pretty...
say last one unless okay. You mean it's the last freaking one.
The one where we did the kissing and it was blurry and yeah. It was like of the ultrasound. That one like looks so professional. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was pretty cool. You should have edited my fingernails.
Trent's self-conscious about his fingernails in that picture.
Just see, like he's self-conscious about the way his pee smells.
Wait, what?
Look at the asparagus farmers. And they're all self-conscious about the way their pee smells.
Classic. I can't wait for the first time our baby gets to watch that movie.
And understand.
I'm going to be pissed when like we put it on for the first time and they're going to be like, I don't want to watch this. I'll be like, shut up. Sit your ass down.
Call me angry elf one more time.
This is the greatest movie ever.
Well, that means we got to hold it back until they're about five.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're going to watch it with us.
Yeah.
But they're not really going to sit down and understand what's going on.
Right. I mean,
not
it does
until
have
way
like,
later, but like,
it's a really well done, like the picture is good, like the colors and everything. Yeah. So maybe that'll keep them entertained. We'll see. But
yeah,
I'm pumped for them to watch that movie. There's a lot of movies and like stuff that I'm like excited for them to experience for the first time.
Yeah.
So,
but it's it's like a fine line. So like, for example, do you wait until after, like, they found out that Santa's not real? Because, like, there's that one part in there where he rips the thing off and he's not Santa. And does that put in their mind that,
no,
oh, my God, Santa might not be real?
No, I don't think so. Like you said, like, they're not going to understand it. Like, I don't think I ever understood that part. Like, I seriously did not know that they were drinking that one scene in the...
You thought it was syrup or something?
Yeah, I did not get the
ooh,
how that was booze
syrup
and not
and coffee.
Yeah,
and he's like, That's why his face is like that, because
he's like, I love you, man. You're the greatest. Like, like there.
How old is your papa? 463 years old.
I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Elf. Gotta love it.
What were we talking about before that? Oh, our photo shoot.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we posted it, and everyone knows now. Cat's out of the bag, so ha.
Shout out to all the people commenting on our posts.
Yeah, shout out to everyone. Thanks for the love. I'm just so busy. I'm just so famous that I just don't have time to respond to everyone's comments. But thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. I'm number one influencer over here. So sorry. I can't respond to everyone.
Yeah. Well,
I'm just kidding. But yeah, seriously, thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate the love.
All love. Respect.
Respect. Put some R-E-S-P-E-C-K.
Oh, please take that speck away. Excuse me.
Oh.
We got to talk about The Bachelor.
What about it?
We watched it this week. We watched the finale. Trent watched it with me. And Trent, what do you have to say?
Joey's a man. Joey is the man.
So, like, how big of a crush do you have on Joey?
Pretty big crush. He, best bachelor of all time.
Yeah. I would agree. He was really good.
Like, because I don't know. He just seemed more genuine than anybody I've ever seen on it. I'm not like a diehard Bachelor fan or right. whatever. But, like, he just seems so, like, into it and genuine.
Yeah. He's really good with his words.
Yeah.
Like, every time Joey would talk, Trent would be like, shh, we need to hear what Joey has to say.
Yeah, man. Like, damn. I'm going to start, like, DM him whenever I have, like, a problem. Like, dude, what do I say?
Yeah. Like, how do I respond to this person? Yeah, come on,
Joey. He needs to, like, start, like, a podcast. Ask Joey.
He probably will. I mean, all Bachelor people seem to end up with a podcast somehow, so. But pretty shocking ending. Well, not really shocking. It was a exciting episode. I thought it was really well done. It was so blatantly obvious how much he cared about Kelsey and how much he was so ready to be done with Daisy. Yeah. And I don't think it's ever been that clear. And honestly, good for Joey. Like, that's kind of how it should be, because now when they're watching it back, Kelsey has no reason to be like mad or upset or anything, because he was so obvious in how he only loved her and it was only ever her. So I think he did a good job about that.
Yeah.
He was a little like too obvious, but I mean, good for him. Like, and good for Daisy for like noticing that he wasn't gonna pick her.
Yeah.
Because I feel like any other girl could have just been like blind to that and kind of just like,
yeah,
I don't know, girls see past like red flags all the time, and like,
but not all the
like
time.
They're saying something to you but you interpret it a different way. Like,
I think they
I don't
do
know
that
it's
in
easy
the wrong way more times than they do it in the right way.
Yeah, it's just easy.
Well, all
like,
people, I would say, not just girls, but
I don't know, I was happy for Daisy that she was able to see, understand what Joey was putting down. And I mean, I guess the whole them riding into the limo together was cute. I mean, it wasn't like the most shocking thing ever, but it definitely was, made it interesting.
Yeah. Shout out, Joey.
Joey. Joey.
I swear, if I ever see him, I'm gonna give him a hug, bro.
And after the last episode, like, I really fell in love with them as a couple way more. Like, it made sense to me finally. Like, Kelsey, they're supposed to end up together, and I really like Kelsey now. Like, she had a really good episode, and I don't know, their relationship just seems like it might actually like work out, you know, because a lot of times it's like, eh.
She to two icks with oh, them not okay. her. But Joey has a bad crying face.
He does. Oh, I saw Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
Someone put a side-by-side of him about to cry and Kermit the Frog, and I lost it.
So he's like, he tries too hard to hold it back, I think. Maybe. I don't know. But
He just, you know that feeling when like you're trying so hard not to cry and like you, your lips start quivering because like you can't literally contain it anymore. That's what Joey does every time he cries.
Yeah. So Joey, get a new crying face. Work on Kelsey, that. Her like every time she like talks, she like shows a lot of teeth.
Yeah, she has a gummy smile, which you can't really fix that.
Joey.
It is what it is. The thing that kind of bothers me is her yellow teeth, which, I mean.
I didn't even notice that, I guess.
Yeah, they're a little bit yellow, but, you know, it's fine.
She smokes cigarettes, probably.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, she is from New Orleans, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, New Orleans. Ugh.
Yeah, I can't believe they're going to live there for a little bit. I'd be like. If I were Joey, hell no, I'm not going to that shithole.
A lot of people like New Orleans. Like, there's got to be good parts, but I don't like it. I ain't never been to those good parts.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just gross, but.
I think, you know, it's gross. You think about, like, the downtown part.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you think about. Yeah, it smells like pee.
Yeah, it smells like disgustingness.
Yeah. But, hey.
To each their own.
Yeah.
I ain't never going back there unless I absolutely have to.
Oh, you're going back.
No. Oh, well, congrats to Kelsey A and Joey. I know y'all are listening to this, so I'm really happy for you guys.
Shout out.
We forgot to mention the documentary we watched about the song that we need to talk about, and everyone needs to watch it.
I need to grab a beer.
Okay.
Open it up. Open it up.
Wait, do you remember what it's called?
We Are the World? Something like that.
The song is called We Are the World.
I think it's that. It's called that.
No, it's called like The Greatest Night in Pop. That's what it is. Okay, so we watched. So my parents recommended this documentary to us. It's on Netflix. And it's, I guess, called The Greatest Night in Pop. Something like that. And it's about the time it was 1985. And they recorded this song called We All Are the World. And it was to raise money for the kids in Africa who were starving. And if y'all don't know this song, it has every like great singer at that time in this song. So you've got Michael Jackson. You've got Tina Turner. You've got
real freaking famous people. Apparently.
You've got what's the fuck? The America guy, that guy,
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, yes, and just so many others.
What's the guy's name that Michael Jackson pronounced?
What's the blind one?
Ray Charles. I don't know the other guy's name.
I'm blanking out. Steve Perry from Journey.
Yeah.
Just so many people came together in one room for one night to record this one song. And the documentary is showing like a little bit of leading up to that night. And then they recorded the entire thing in the studio. And it is the most interesting thing to watch. Like all of those insanely famous people all together in one room with all of their egos and everything and coming together and make this one song. It's incredible to watch, and I cheers. I highly recommend going and watching this. Like, if you like music at all, you'll love this documentary. It was so fascinating.
And Lionel Richie,
yeah. And even if you liked Michael Jackson, like he's in it a lot, and they talk a lot about him, and his voice is insane. I don't know. I guess I didn't realize he actually like talked like that.
Hey,
yeah. Crazy.
Lionel, come over. We'll write this song.
But
Michael Jackson.
Such a good documentary.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, it made me cry. It made me feel something. It was great.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good.
And if you don't want to watch the documentary, at least go listen to the song because it slaps.
Yeah, it's a good song. And then it.
We are the world.
For how like.
We are the children. Oh, sorry. We are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving.
That's Michael Jackson.
We are the world.
Yeah. I just thought it was cool, like, that they came together. You know, it probably took them a week or two to write the song, and then, like, everybody got together, and they all just, it took them, you know, all night to do it.
But, all night. all night.
It was cool that everybody wanted to be involved besides for Waylon Jennings. He was like, I'm out of here.
See ya. Yeah, it was a shame that they couldn't get like everyone. Like some big ones were Madonna. Madonna wasn't there.
Prince.
There were some people who didn't do it, whether they were busy or just didn't want to.
Well, Stevie Nicks wasn't even mentioned, but she was a big one.
Yeah. But it definitely, like, after seeing how big it was and such a huge hit and, like, so special, those people are probably like, damn, I should have done it. Like, I should have made it a priority.
But we were sitting there, like, at the end, like, when they were singing.
Uh-huh.
We were like, let's pick who's the worst. Let's pick who's the worst. And we were like, damn, he's good. Damn, she's good. Damn, he's good. Damn, yeah. he's good. Yeah. Damn, he's good.
I mean, there was no one that...
Sydney Lauper. Lauper, whatever her name is.
She's good, though. Like, she has such a unique sound. I don't know. It's just screamo. It worked. It's just, it's such a good song because there's so many different styles. And it was so cool to see them, like, be so nervous in front of each other. Like, I mean, think about that. If you're such a famous person and you have all of these famous songs, and then you get in a room with another famous person and you have to sing in front of that famous person, like... It's just so funny that they all got nervous and I don't know. It was such a fascinating documentary.
Bob Dylan looks like Adam Sandler.
Yes, so true.
And there's a movie that he looks especially like him. I can't remember, but he looks like him. Like he's just like awkward and like standing there.
Yeah.
It was funny.
One thing about me, I am obsessed with Steve Perry. First of all, I love Journey. I love their songs. I always have. And Steve Perry in this documentary and in this song, I mean, I was on my knees about to worship him and his part.
Oh, like, she was after watching videos. And
I love him. And I think he is so, so, so freaking talented. If you go to YouTube and you watch Steve Perry live, it's like nothing you'll ever see before. So
don't stop.
Like him singing that song live is insane to watch. So highly recommend watching him sing that live.
Watch it. Chuck it up. What else are we watching?
Sing in a smoky room. Smell of wine and cheap perfume.
Is that you, Steve Perry?
I really want to see a Journey documentary, and I was pretty pissed. I looked it up because I was like, sure enough, they've made a documentary about Journey. They have, but guess what? Steve Perry's not in it because they have this new Asian guy who sings his part because he like quit the band or whatever. And I was depressed because I want to see a Journey documentary with Steve Perry in it.
Damn.
So.
Wait till he dies.
Oh, no. I don't want him to die.
Me either, but yeah.
It was special. Like a lot of those people who were in that documentary have passed away, and it was just, I don't know,
in loving
it was
memory.
Special. It was a good memory, and they, like I said, they filmed the whole thing, which was so cool.
Yeah.
So you got to see like everything that happened, even the blind people like going to the bathroom, the blind leading the blind to the bathroom. It's a very good documentary. Highly recommend.
Shout out.
We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a better day. So let's get given.
Yeah.
And that's on that.
That's on that. And then another show I'm watching is Yellowstone. Jenny really likes Yellowstone. She won't watch it with me, though, so it's kind of weird.
You literally watched it without me one time.
Like one episode.
Okay, well.
I told you I would watch it again. And now here we are.
I don't care about Yellowstone, Trent.
Oh, I do.
So. Okay.
Yeet. Yellowstone's great.
Anything to say about it?
Highly recommend Yellowstone.
I'm pretty sure everyone has already watched it.
No.
No.
Well, it was on Paramount Plus, I think. So a lot of people that didn't have that. Now, if you have Peacock, you can watch it.
Let me see your peacock, your peacock.
Maybe later.
Lord.
Yeah, so Yellowstone's good. It just gives the insight of like that Western kind of.
And you really don't think we're immature? Like, come on. Like, we might be the most immature people ever.
It's called having a sense of humor. People. Immature.
Sorry, keep going.
I think if you aren't a little immature,
you're lame.
You're lame.
Like you grow up, be a little immature. Immaturity is
like how boring you have to be, like to be mature. Come on.
Lame.
Lame. Yeah. But anyways, so Yellowstone, it's good. Like, it's got a bunch of, like, I don't know. It might be too, like, slow for some people.
Does Bogey still like the horses in it?
Yeah, he watches it. He's gotten used to them now. Okay. He, like, doesn't bark at them, but he barks at, like, commercials. But he'll watch the horses.
Yeah. He likes horses. He wants a pet horsey.
Yeah, we'll get one.
Could you imagine, like, Bogey going up close to a horse? Like, I think he would freak the fuck out.
No, you try to play with it and it would
I don't think so. I think he'd be scared.
You think?
Yeah, I think he'd be scared.
He'd just stay at a distance and bark at it?
Yeah, probably. Hey,
quit barking. That's what I'd tell
him. Anything else we've watched? I feel like we haven't watched really much at all.
No,
we haven't. Because we've been busy.
We've been busy.
We're just so busy over here. Just kidding, we're not, but...
It's a make a brighter day.
So let's start giving.
Yeah.
We are the world.
They should just play that at, like... We are the children. You know when you pay for stuff and it asks you to donate?
Yeah.
They should play that song out of the credit card machine. Do you want to donate?
And so I would.
Just start giving. Like, oh my God, okay, $100.
Fine.
Got me.
Pinch my arm.
Twist my arm.
Pinch my arm. I knew that didn't sound right. Twist my arm.
All right, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Ow. I just, like, I can't imagine something like that happening in this day and age.
All right, let's do five.
Five people that would be invited.
Five people.
Okay, Harry Styles.
John Mayer.
Taylor Swift.
Lil Wayne.
Ooh, that's a good one. Miley Cyrus.
Probably Drake.
Yeah, definitely Drake.
And then probably, let's think of like other.
Ariana Grande?
No, sucks.
Yeah, no, she's good though. Kelly Clarkson?
Like Beyonce, maybe.
Oh, Beyonce, Rihanna. For sure. Yes, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Jay-Z, probably, unfortunately. Kanye, probably.
Yeah.
Let's think of not so much
like rappers.
Rap. Like, so we're missing like the. Like the folky.
Folky.
There's got to be a folky. Like Kings of Leon's not, but they're.
Coldplay.
Coldplay. They're English.
Are they old though?
I don't. I guess that doesn't matter.
Okay. I feel like we're totally missing like a major one.
Kings of Leon, Coldplay, John Mayer.
I feel like there's a girl. We're forgetting country. Completely.
Morgan Wallen. Luke Combs, probably.
But, like, what about older country? Like, the older guys? Like, would they be considered, like, that era? Like, I'm thinking of Alan Jackson, Garth Brooks. Yes, I'm thinking of them.
What's his name? Toby Keith. He just passed away.
Even, who's the one? My Big Green Tractor?
Jason Aldean. Thank you
for right. Yeah, I guess he's not.
He's newer. He's older, but not... So older than the most recent. Yeah.
Jason Aldean.
Yeah, he's got freaking earrings. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like Alan Jackson, like Lone Star.
But the, that's like now 90s. We're getting a little like.
Too far back?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're thinking like 2010s and up, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Morgan Wallen, Luke Combs.
Are there any. Oh, Carrie Underwood, maybe.
Carrie.
Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie. Yeah. What's his name? Not Brantley Gilbert. The guy that is on The Voice.
The guy that's on The Voice. Like a judge?
Yeah.
Oh, with Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Gwen Stefani, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
Probably, what's his name? The little piano guy?
Piano guy? Oh, Charlie Puth.
John Legend.
Oh.
Charlie Puth, too, yeah. He's...
John Legend's a good one.
Maybe Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, I guess there are so many that could get together.
Yeah.
And it'd be pretty insane.
I think with all like the technology today, it would kind of be crazy.
I think, yes. If it was for something like it was
but it
back in the
be,
day,
it
like for the kids in Africa, the starving
kids. It
still
wouldn't
kids,
be like, as good.
I don't know.
Because there's something about that music back then that's just so much better because like, they didn't have as much technology, and it was like less auto-tune and all that stuff.
Okay,
Post Malone.
Post Malone, yes. So, okay, out of those people that we named, who do you think the two would be that would get together to write the song? Because in the documentary,
John Mayer.
It was in the documentary, it was
Lionel and Michael Jackson.
Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, who wrote the song, who came up with the idea and wrote the song. So who do you think of the people we named would be those two people to like start this thing and write the song, create the song?
I don't think that they would start it, but to write it, I would pick Taylor Swift and John Mayer.
Really? I feel like you need two people from like, well, maybe.
They're good writers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I definitely Taylor Swift is a good one to write it.
John Mayer's got some uppity songs.
Could Taylor Swift write a song that would be include all genres?
Yeah, more so than John Mayer, I would think. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know.
That's a really hard question. Like, that's hard to think about. Because you also have to think about the two people who could invite all of those people, like Lionel Richie and Michael Jackson, had so many connections because they were so famous. And like anyone, like if you were asked by fucking Michael Jackson to do the song, you're not saying no.
But I think it was really their manager guy, producer guy, that had all these connections.
That's true. That's
true. They did too. Obviously, and they're huge names, but like he's the one that like
got a lot of them.
Yeah.
Well, still, you've got to have someone as the writer who can get all these people in this room and say, listen, this is going to be so big, you don't want to miss out. And I feel like Taylor Swift would be a good, like, people trust her, people.
She's like the good.
Right, so.
She's like Taylor the Michael Swift, Jackson of.
Taylor Swift, for sure. I'm iffy on John Mayer because John Mayer has, he's been up and down, like, in the face of everyone. Like, yeah. I don't know if all of those people like John Mayer, you know? Like, he's a little controversial. We need someone who, like, without, it might be Beyonce, who everyone looks up to and admires.
She's country now.
Exactly. She can do it all.
I forgot. She's like a cowboy.
I feel like Beyonce and Taylor Swift would be iconic. And it's two women.
Jay-Z,
like,
though, too. I mean, he's like a big, he would probably be the producer.
Yeah, he would produce it for sure. God, now I wish like we could make this happen.
All right.
Let's reach out to them.
I'm heading it up.
Let's DM all of those people.
It's going to be a song about the pandemic.
Yeah, like, there needs to be something in the world that is.
There is.
I mean, there are so many things that we could.
The stuff going on in Israel.
That needs to be fixed and needs to be, you know.
Yeah. So. This world is just fucked up, really. Yeah. I mean.
So let's get together. Let's write a song about how we need to fix this world. There you go. I tried
my best, but I can't succeed.
Good one.
Try.
Who sings that again?
Coldplay.
All right, Coldplay needs to write it.
They've already wrote it.
Dang it. So good.
That's funny.
Well, that was fun. That was fun theorizing.
Yeah.
Maybe one day it'll happen. But anything else you want to bring to the pod?
I got nothing.
Well, that's all I got.
I can't wait to put these pavers in because it's driving me crazy.
Pray for Trent and my dad.
Our backs. Thank you.
Happy Easter, everyone. We hope you have a great
Happy Easter
holiday. And we'll talk to you next week. Peace out.
A-Town. Oh.
Bye. Bye-bye.